The 14th anniversary of the attacks on the World Trade Center will be particularly momentous in Portsmouth. And HBR's Emily Corwin reports last month that city received an artifact from the wreckage, which they'll use to memorialize the tragedy.
And I just thought, yeah, you know, just go for it. Let's see what happens.
Kathy Levesque is the executive assistant to the city's chief of police. 5 years ago, she started figuring out how to get on the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey's list. She wanted to get a piece of the 9/11 wreckage for Portsmouth.
You know, you're passing that oral history down to the next generation because patriots are made, they're not born.
On Thursday afternoon, Levesque wiped a tear away as she watched workers lift the 8-foot, 1,100-pound object off of a truck bed and place it onto a display outside the Portsmouth police station. The object looks unusual. The top edge of the rusty steel I-beam is studded with a couple dozen 2-inch-thick nails, which are bent every which way. Chief of Police Stephen Du Bois says nobody knows what it was used for.
Nobody knows. It's just a piece of the relic from Ground Zero, and it's something that, you know, they were able to collect after during the recovery, and they've kept all these years.
In fact, according to data from the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey, more than 1,400 artifacts from Ground Zero have been distributed to all 50 states and 9 countries, including China, Afghanistan, and Ireland. Portsmouth is the 7th place in New Hampshire to receive an artifact. And on the morning of 9/11, at the time when the first plane struck the World Trade Center, the city will officially unveil the beam at the Portsmouth Municipal Complex. Senators Ayotte and Shaheen are set to attend. Kathy Levesque says Portsmouth has a special connection to the events of 9/11.
American Airlines pilot Tom McGinnis was a Portsmouth resident. And he was a co-pilot of that first plane into the tower, to the North Tower.
And there was what she calls the tsunami of help from agencies in New Hampshire after the attacks.
Our chief at the time, Chief Magnet, authorized shift coverage and everything so that officers could go down in twos, pairs of two, for a period of time, and they were used for all sorts of things.
For now, the artifact sits on its own, supported by 2 stone supports for the public to view. But Levesque says over the next few years, the city will contract a firm to design and build the permanent memorial with funding from a private Portsmouth donor. For NHPR News, I'm Emily Corwin.